Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I really think one of the biggest events of the year was the U.S. Army. Regular U.S. Army going into middle-class neighborhoods that weren't even touched by water, weren't even flooded, and going into people's houses and taking their guns, not rendering aid, taking their guns and leaving. And to have mercenaries backing up the overall federal takeover, Blackwater and many others, and to have foreign troops involved in the support of that. Unprecedented. And then to just flaunt it on NBC and ABC News and to show police grabbing old ladies and taking their guns. It's wide open phones today, my friends. It's Tuesday, the 27th day of December 2005. Tons of news. The economy, torture, the more on spying. Of course, it's more widespread than they first told you. They're congenital liars. Every time they're caught, they try to minimize. And the media goes along with it. They're bought and paid for. But we're going to be going back to your calls here right now. Charles in Louisiana, I've been asking what people think the biggest story of the year was here in the U.S. or the biggest story internationally. You were saying what happened with Katrina. And I tend to agree with you. I mean, just the gun confiscation alone, Bush saying he wants an end to posse comitatus and foreign troops, all of it. We know they took hundreds of thousands of guns, but we know they never gave them back. Where is that right now? Are people upset about that?
Let me explain. I've got a friend of mine who's got a limousine service, and he's got two tour buses, and I was pretty close on it. I was making 3 to 4 trips a day before they let me go to New Orleans. And so we was taking people, still coming back. They're still rescuing people that they took their guns from them. And I would ask him, you know, why did nobody would, he said, well, they threatened us. They threatened to shoot us. They threatened to shoot our families if we didn't give them the guns. But here's the thing. They didn't go into the Ninth Ward, the danger zones. They took the guns from the middle class people. Now there was shootings going on. We know people who shot people who were trying to break in and all that. But they wouldn't go into the criminal element and take the guns. They took it just from the middle-class people.
No, I know. Understand, they let it break down for 4 or 5 days, bringing no aid. Once it broke down in the inner city, which it broke down anywhere where it flooded, then they went into the dry areas and the million-dollar houses. Forget even middle class.
Yes.
We're talking upper middle class. They went into wealthy, affluent areas and just marched in. And people say, what? My house is fine. I mean, we're talking doctors and lawyers.
Oh, yes. And even people that worked for the city, people were keeping in electricity. They wouldn't let them have guns. They took guns from everybody, even their own. They took guns from their own people.
So I want the cops to know that. I don't want to hear you don't want our guns and you wouldn't take our guns. All the military training is to take our guns. I've been there. I videotaped it. And New Orleans was a beta test, and that's why FEMA jammed the police communications. It's why they cut the power off. It's why they did everything they did. We have the proof they sabotaged it on purpose. I don't know about blowing up levees, but I know they sabotaged it on purpose.
Well, I know about that because I talked to the police. They were bringing water up there. They said they had to relieve the pressure off the levees. And this is what I understand. They had to relieve the pressure off the levees or it would have flooded out the French Quarter and all that. Because the river runs all along the French Quarter and all that.
We have police officers and we have a probation officer and others that said they saw the explosions.
Yes. Well, a woman got on television and told them they did it.
It's a conspiracy
and
theory.
And when you find out, when it comes out, the people they shot, they're letting the bodies deteriorate. I told you my son works for the hospital and they're guarding bodies right now. I don't know if they're still guarding them, but they shot a lot of people.
Well, I want that on record, though. I've talked to other people I know who live in the area. They told them, we're going to kill you and your whole family.
Yeah.
Come out right now, this is the United States Army.
Yeah.
Turn your guns in or we'll kill your whole family.
Our scummy military.
They are scum.
Yeah. You better support the troops taking your guns. I support them taking the guns.
They're a bunch of traitorous redcoat trash. Scum of the earth. Anything else?
No, but thank God for what you're doing. And don't worry about what he said, she said. Those people don't check on nothing.
I support the military. I turned my gun. That Alex is bad. He didn't turn his guns in. He didn't tell him mow his family down. What kind of traitors are they?
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah, there's this cult of I support the military, and they had one of those in Nazi Germany. It didn't matter what Adolf Hitler did. It didn't matter who he invaded. It didn't matter how many lies he told or how many stories he changed. It's just, well, you support our military, don't you? You support the Reich, don't you? Well, you're not with the dirty, low-down enemy, are you? And we interviewed reporters who were in New Orleans, a whole bunch of them. We had listeners who were in the area on. We had rescue workers and EMS people on as guests. And it's admitted there were just a few shootings, a few drug heads running around looking for their fix after 4 or 5 days of no water or food being brought in, FEMA openly blocking it from good police and others that wanted to come in and help. And then they just sent in the regular army, backed up by mercenaries and others, but the army did the actual dirty work, along with the police. And so you have these units of police from all over the country with the military, and they would go into the upper middle class areas. I mean, $500,000, million-dollar houses. I mean, there are huge mansions in the video, the audio I'm about to play. I played this last week before we left for the Christmas break, but here it is again. And they got all these excuses. Well, you know, we told them they could stay here, but they had to give us their guns. Because, see, they were intimidated by the size of ours. Our guns were bigger than theirs. No, they were freaked out and upset because they knew this was Red Dawn, you fool. But listen, I've been to the urban warfare training drills. None of this was by mistake. They've been quietly, for at least the last 18 years or so, training units of Marines and Army to take your guns. I've had police chiefs on. I've had members of Congress on. I've had emergency managers on before 9/11 saying, Well, Chief Philippus, you know, why are you against Delta Force being here? Well, I myself am former Army, and Army intelligence at that, but they tried to bribe us, and this is to condition the public for military takeover. Well, Emergency Manager Sanchez, you're the emergency manager here in Kingsville. Well, yes, I'm a Vietnam veteran myself and defended America, but I was brought into secret meetings and told this was PDD 25 for gun confiscation, and I believe this is criminal, and I'm resisting it. Then you go on to the next police chief. Police Chief Mr. Compton, here in Alice, Texas, were there foreign troops?
There are foreign troops involved, but I'm not at liberty to discuss them. I'm a former DEA agent.
I mean, listen, I've been there when the Marines... Let me say this slowly. Well, you're supposed to get upset about this, folks, but I'll be calm. I have been there when the Marines are training to take your guns. They're not training for Bangladesh. They're not training for the Horn of Africa. They're not training for Timbuktu. They're not training for Afghanistan or Iraq or Macedonia or Serbia or Bosnia-Herzegovina. They are training for Austin, Texas. They are training for Oakland, California. They're training for Hebron, Maryland. They're training for Goose Creek. They're training for Swansboro. They're training for all of these places. And they're training to break you and your family up and take your guns. And make no mistake, I said day one, that thing started flooding. I said, they're not going to bring in support. They're going to let it fall apart. Because I've seen a globalist 100 times do it. They're going to bring in troops. They're going to bring in foreign troops. Oh, yeah, sure they are, Alex. And a little more each time. 9/11, NATO aircraft and some foreign troops at airports assisting. NATO aircraft scanning and surveilling us, AWACS. And then, now we have the Mexican troops, you know, in 99, putting out forest fires. And, now Canadian troops and Mexican troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists. They signed the deal in 2002. Then 2005, Katrina hits, and, we got to do it. It's got to happen. I mean, do you see what they're doing? And when I say the military that did that are the lowest trash on earth, our military... Going in, confiscating guns, going in at the first chance they get, when it doesn't make them safe, it actually makes them in greater danger, going house to house and threatening to kill American citizens. And that's what they did. They said, come out with your guns, we're going to open fire. And there were gunshots, and there were eyewitnesses, and there were AP reports where AP reporters are there, and a captain walks right over with his name tag visible. They don't even hide it now and says, I will kill you. Just like we do in Iraq, if you give out our intel, what we're doing, and then they watch them go on and start gun confiscating. Somebody told that officer to say that. Setting the precedence, war gaming, in real life, taking your guns, and then going into the dry areas on the outside of town with major highways hooked up, open roads, people's homes, and it was the heads of hospitals, doctors, foremen of power plants, it was even police administrators. I mean, that's the craziness of this. It's even infrastructure people. It was even on the news. Well, what are you talking about? We're a household full of nurses. Police officers are standing here. We're all standing here. I'm sorry, we got our orders to take your guns. I mean, they're taking cops' guns, you buffoons. This is the plan, you idiots. And you will follow any order you're given. You are scum. You are the most un-American trash. And let me tell you something. I've got Rush Limbaugh's transcript here. I've got the audio, but I'm not going to play his audio. We got links to it on Infowars.com, where he said last week, I'm sick of hearing about civil liberties. Abraham Lincoln came in and arrested everybody, and there was no habeas corpus, and that's freedom, and that's good. I hear that all the time. Well, we used to get tough and just execute everybody. Well, we need to put people in camps, and you need to. They're really trying to, it's a bluff, folks. They're seeing how far they can get. They're a bunch of crooks. In the New World Order, just acting all official, wearing fancy uniforms and suits, here just telling us that they're the boss and we got to do what they say. When they start taking people's guns, when they start grabbing, breaking in old ladies' houses and taking their guns and dragging them off because they want to reorganize that city, this was a huge training operation. Let's play this clip. We'll go right back to your calls, Luis and Sam and Cal and Roger and Wyatt and everybody else that's holding. But I want you to listen to this. And I want you to know that when the suitcase nuke goes off, you're not going to get aid from the police and the military. In fact, they're going to be there making sure you don't get aid every time we see it happen. They're going to make sure you capitulate, just like the old UN plans and old government plans said. They're going to shut off the food and water, block your cities, not let you get food, then make you line up and turn all your guns in to get food. Remember decades ago? Remember we were warning you about that? Remember Mark Kornke talking about that? Remember all these intelligence officers and people going public about all of that? Again, Ron Paul has said it. Paul Craig Roberts has said it on this show. So many prominent people have come on here and said it. I mean, this is the real danger. Do you understand? This can actually happen. We can have a red terror here in America. We can have a Nazi terror here in America. We can have a politically correct terror here in America. And it's always going to be to hunt down the evil Muslim that's hiding under every cupboard. Why, that blew up Chicago in 07 or 06. Why, we're looking for the terrorist that blew up the Golden Gate Bridge. Why, we're looking for the terrorist that bombed Houston. Why, we got to do this. We got to do this for your own good. And you're not going to be questioning that transponder going in your car to tax and trace and control you because the terrorist hit. If we don't expose who's behind the terrorism, they will pull it off. They will do it. It's part of their plan. Do you understand what we're facing down? And you think you're going to be safe going along with it? No. The country's blown out. The economy's blown out. The currency's fiat. They've changed the rules to take your pension funds. They've changed the rules to take everything you've got. They've just got to have enough of a trigger so you'll put up with it while they do it to you. And that's called terrorism, boys and girls. And at the first chance they get, you're going to go from first world status to third world status overnight. And then the only jobs you're going to be able to get are surveillance chief or machine gunner or security guard and then or jail guard or camp guard. And a lot of you are going to step and fetch it and join the system just so you can get your Halliburton check when Halliburton and a handful of Bechtels and others take over the entire economy. This is what the New World Order is. America becoming a wartime economy, America becoming the Northcom war zone, and the entire economy being directly handed over to just a half dozen companies. You want to be looted? You want to be raped? Get ready. I want you to know when they're doing it that we're unable to stop them. We may be able to. They may not execute this plan if they think enough of you are awake. This is life or death right now. You know, I don't want to be proven right. I don't want you a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, whenever they pull this off, to be going, my gosh, he was right. Oh, my gosh, he was right. Oh, my gosh, he was right. Oh, my gosh, he was right. Look at it. Half the college courses are Homeland Security. Look at it. My daughter's dating one of them. Look at it. Oh, my gosh, they're taking me in for questioning. If I say I've done something wrong, which will create the illusion that I'm a terrorist, they'll let me go with only 6 months in a labor camp. I guess I'll just say I'm guilty. Then they'll have an endless parade of people saying they're guilty. This is what this is happening to our country. Go ahead and roll the ABC Nightly News piece.
That includes New Orleans, where today authorities stepped up their efforts to empty the city. Bob Woodruff is there again tonight with an extraordinary human drama unfolding. Bob?
That's true, Elizabeth, and good evening from New Orleans. Here, the police and the National Guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force. Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department,
not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken?
And no one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American
city.
Some
scumbags got to do it. Okay, that's enough.
This guard unit occupied...
We're going to play more later. Cue it back up to about a minute ago, and later after I take some calls, I'll play it again. But did you pick up all the lies? Not using force, aiming guns at people, forcing them down on the video, and putting handcuffs on them. And see, they're telling you now that isn't force. I guess next, pumping six rounds in your head won't be force. See, everything on ABC News, if you're watching the nightly news, that's actually written by an analyst, okay, a sociologist, a psychiatrist, an ad exec. They all look at it with all their training and write all of that to brainwash you. I know that. I know that's all government written, what you just heard. And then they say, it's just a Everything they said there is a lie. We'll be right back.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Who would have ever thought we'd be to a place in America where, oh, the troops are confiscating our guns. But it's not force. They're just slamming you down and taking your guns. I'm going to play that clip again later and just stop it each time and just analyze. There were so many pieces of propaganda in it. Let's move quickly now through your calls. Thank you for holding. Luis in San Francisco. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. You're doing a great job. Listen, I got your bumper sticker on my car and kind of hopefully get more people to tune into you.
Well, you're doing a great job. If you turn that radio off, I'll be able to hear you.
Okay, let me turn it down. One thing I was going to suggest is I know that you had Barr, Congressman Barr, on a few weeks ago, And he was talking under the premise that 9/11 was not an inside job, and I was just going to say...
But he was saying we're in danger of a dictatorship and
right.
confiscation.
But, and he was saying...
Yeah,
that
he won't go as far as Paul Craig Roberts and others.
Right, so what I was going to suggest is to really just get it, you know, get the point across to these people, because what they say makes sense if the premise is that 9/11 wasn't an inside job, when they say, well, that the Patriot Act is legitimate because we do have to stop terrorist events like 9/11. You know, I mean, it's kind of like, or when you had the chief of police on who was saying that, well, maybe if the government says take a microchip, it's okay, but they're operating under the premise that 9/11 was...
Yeah, they're operating under the psychological foundation that it isn't an inside job.
So
well, that police chief said, I am the government, and I'll force you to take a chip.
Right. Well,
complete lunatic.
Right, right. And also I was going to say, wow, if you could make another documentary video about what happened in New Orleans and what's going on, that would be great, because I try to talk to people about it, but I don't have anything to really... you know, like martial
law. We're trying to bunch that in. I got a new video coming out in a few months. It should already been out. I'm just so busy.
Right.
And it's going to have different sections to cover different things, and that's going to be in it. Thanks for the call. I appreciate your call, my friend. Let's go ahead now and talk to, who's up next here? Sam in West Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, reason I called, I think you're right. I think Katrina was the biggest story this year. But I wanted to bring you something to light that happened here locally. And I want to read just a little section of a newspaper article here. It said a 16-year-old boy, high school student, who threatened another Columbine, was arrested Tuesday, charged with making threats of terrorist acts, a felony. That happened
well,
here.
I see articles all the time where they're, quote, charging them under the Patriot Act for making threats. And again, we have existing laws more than enough to punish people. We have that. What is it about the Patriot Act? It takes due process out of the mix.
Right. Well, the thing I was getting at, this is a front page of our local newspaper. Well, I live in a pretty decent-sized town. There's probably about 25,000. That's pretty big for West Virginia. In this area, in this newspaper, they get this newspaper, and to charge a 16-year-old with a terrorist act over alleged comments he made, I thought was a little bit severe. They're already programming people here to accept this kind of.
Sir, they have arrested and charged people with terrorism who have no criminal records, who wrote fiction articles in the class about zombies attacking a fictitious high school, didn't even list the high school, and they charged him with terrorism. I mean, that is thought crime.
Oh, yeah. I've been listening to you for, well, since 2001. So, I listen to you about every day, Alex. Also, the guy that called earlier about RFID in the phone lines and stuff, we are on a electric co-op. I live in the country. We have, you know, with three neighbors on an entire road. And used to be you had to go out and read your own meter, and you send it in every month to be charged for what you use. They came out and changed the meter heads, and now they have a transmitter in them.
Yeah, a radio reader that's on your meter.
Right, and it transmits itself. So, I mean, this stuff is
no, that's
happened.
In my neighborhood. That's on my house. Yeah,
yeah.
No, it's already going in.
People are just pointing their fingers, oh, it never happened here. It's happening now. So,
well, that's the thing. People say, well, can this transmission of data over lines be used to interface? It doesn't matter. They're putting readers up to read the RFID in your inspection sticker.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no debating it. It's now happening. It's not like, hypothetically, how are they going to do it? It's being put in now.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. And those people out there that, because I've come in contact with people that when I give them your tapes, and I've made, I don't know how many hundreds of tapes, and I read the tyranny. And,
God bless you. Keep it up.
People you give them to, and they'll say, yeah, you know, this is great. I never knew about it. And there's others, you know, they're like, they'll shirk it off like it's nothing. Just, you know, wipe the dust from your feet and go to the next guy. Don't waste your time with that person, because there's plenty of people out there that are receptive, that will listen to you. And, Alex, you give us a lot of the tools we need to show people, and I really commend you. I think, you know, you do a lot more than you really need to, because, you know, maybe I'd like to see you spend a little more time with your family personally. You need to take some
time. I've been
time
doing
off.
That, actually.
Well, no, I mean, lately you have, but I mean, I can tell during the summer months, especially when you get frustrated, just break off, man. You're a human being just like the rest of us, and take some time off.
Well, God bless you. I appreciate those kind words. Hope you had a great Christmas. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of your calls. We're going to move really fast now. I'm getting moving there. 1-800-259-9231. And I want to play that clip and just stop it and make comments, just point by point, because there's so many. But we'll do that after we take calls, and we'll get into the economy and the year in review and a lot more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protecta's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
A simulation. This is real. Criminals are in control of our government. They're using high-tech 21st century science fiction technologies of advertisement. You know it as propaganda, manipulation, mind control, to incrementally condition us. I mean, look, I'm even getting conditioned. All these big public officials, implantable microchips are good. You're bad if you don't take one. You got to have one to prove you're a good person. Sean Hannity, Tommy Thompson, people on 60 Minutes. I mean, so many shows. The Chipsons. Gun confiscation's good. If there's a disaster, we've got to do it. And it's nonviolent to put a gun in your face and threaten to kill you if you don't give your guns up, and then to sit on you and put handcuffs on you. That's not, you know, that's not using force. It's just all doublespeak. Everything is. Meanwhile, the border stays wide open. And Bush is pushing for total amnesty. And all of our roads are about to be, all of our major roads are about to be turned into toll roads that track us. I mean, this is happening. This is happening. And I'm sorry I get upset. I cannot articulate how serious all of this is. We're about to take a bunch of calls. I want to hear what you think the biggest story of the year was, the biggest loss of liberty, the positive things that happened as well. I mean, I could mention a few of them. We've had, on the bad side, Katrina and FEMA openly sabotaging things. And folks, that doesn't mean the levees. Let's just say we don't know what happened with that. I smell a big, fat, dirty rat, but let's just... FEMA admittedly jammed communications as the storm hit. FEMA admit, which shows us they knew something was going to happen, which ties into the levees. But let's just ignore that. Just ignore it. We have three parish sheriffs and another emergency manager of New Orleans saying that they had to guard transmission towers for the police because FEMA was cut, literally in special ops outfits, climbing fences, cutting them. Imagine, you find commandos slithering around in the mud with cable cutters, and you run out there with your officers, and it's FEMA. All over the state they caught them. They even caught them in other states. Here's the problem with something like that. I mentioned that, and it actually took 10-page articles to just each line, a hyperlink, where it was admitted. So hundreds of admissions, so it doesn't even do justice to even mention that, but you should go to the website if you doubt us and read the articles we put together with all the links to the admissions and the video clips and all of it. So on the bad side, we had New Orleans set up as a beta test to train the public to accept troops engaging the American people working with the police. We had 4 psychological testing passed. Nationally, we had national ID cards passed, which had already been implemented, but now it's official, through your driver's license. We had just all over the country emergency management centers that were former military bases merging the police with the military under FEMA control. And we even had an emergency management head on who's out there creating the local Homeland Security tattletale squads in Knoxville last week, re-aired yesterday. And, you know, there he was admitting that I made that description of the FEMA command center. He said, yeah, that's what the emergency management centers are, tracking all of you in real time according to your cell phones. We had all the spying come out. I mean, is that good or is that bad? I mean, it just shows they're flaunting it. And now, of course, they admit it's spying on governors and, you know, the heads of the Department of State and just spying on everything. And you know, they admit they say thousands of times worse. It's really millions of times worse. They're randomly scanning everything every day. That's been declassified. I mean, this stuff's declassified 15, 20 years ago, depending on what declassification. And then, again, some idiot at the New York Times who's an operative themselves who held up this story for a year will give you one millionth of it and be hailed as the greatest journalist and sliced bread for writing one article a month, little lazy thumb-sucking government agents. When we write articles every day, do radio shows, make films, run around foaming at the mouth trying to fight this because we're getting hit from every side here. It's like being in a command base. You've got just every gun you can imagine aiming at your position, explosions all around you. And the general public hasn't even figured out there's a war yet, ladies and gentlemen. All right, see, I've already overheated there. The point is that the good, the bad, and the ugly of 2005 needs to be talked about here on the 27th of December. And we'll do this throughout the week. We do have a lot of guests coming up. But right now, let's go back to your calls. I mean, there's so many bad things that happened. There's so many good things that happened. I've never seen more people wake up than are waking up right now. But at the same time, I mean, it's just we've seen guns, 50 cals banned, ammo banned, period, in L.A., above 40 caliber, all guns banned in San Francisco. Governor Pataki successfully suing gun manufacturers. If he has one win with that new state law they passed letting that happen, it's over for our guns. The average conservative has no idea that's even happening. We beat the assault weapons ban this year. That was incredibly good news. But Bush has ordered the bureaucracy to still basically follow that. And I had Bob Barr on 2 weeks ago to say Bush has been more anti-gun than Clinton. And he's on the NRA board, folks. We have seen just so much this year. I mean, I'm looking for you to bring up points I haven't brought up. Let's go ahead and talk to Cal in San Francisco and then Wyatt and others. Go ahead, Cal.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Want to talk about a couple things really quickly that you brought up.
Are you on speakerphone?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. You mentioned the Pope. I just want to give a quick 30-second history of what happened. John Paul I was an Italian cardinal in 1978 and was the favorite to be Pope. Now, at the time, there was a Catholic ban on Freemasonry. Now, he was going into the election. He said, Don't vote for me because I'm going to uncover corruption that needs to be brought to the light. And 33 days later, he died. John Paul II is inserted into the papacy, and Ratzinger was his right-hand man all along. he's pretty much, he was Dick Cheney.
Yeah, Hutton Gibson wrote a book about that, and Hutton Gibson filled me in, and supposedly Ratzinger is as evil as it gets.
And he was a member of the Hitler Youth. He fought in the
German army. They arrest you in England if you talk about it or say he's bad. Not England, in Italy. You are not allowed to talk about Ratzinger and the Hitler Youth in Italy. Where's freedom of speech, folks? See, they use laws to stop Nazism, to stop you from exposing Nazis. How's that for all the dumb liberals out there that are for all this free speech destroying hate speech stuff?
But the thing I want to mention is John Paul II, with Ratzinger as his right-hand man, overturned the official Catholic ban on Freemasonry. Just a little tie-in.
Well, I'll say this for the Protestants. The Church of England, the Bishop of Canterbury, their head bishop, openly has druid ceremonies at Stonehenge and is a high-level druid engaging in satanic rites. And I've got video and photos of it in my new film. The Order of Death. I mean, they don't even hide it. Can you imagine the head of the Protestant Church in England openly devil-worshipping? It's totally ridiculous. All these denominations have been totally taken over.
And I want to move on quickly. You said spine. You're talking about spine, but the obvious question is, who is orchestrating the spine, and why is there no oversight on them? It seems a little bit corrupt, and if anyone's actions need to be monitored, it's the people that are actually doing the spying.
Well, and of course, they're not tracking when you look at where these wiretaps went. It's not Muslims. It's not overseas. It is Colin Powell, Bill Richardson. Ambassador Wilson. It is an enemies list, and it's always been that way. Most of it is economic spying against economic competitors in this country to the globalists, being given to them so they know what's happening. They're one step ahead in business. That's what NSA is really all about.
All right.
I appreciate your call. Anything else? Good to hear from you. I appreciate it. Just a great caller. Since he mentioned it, here it is. Pope urges unity against terrorism. And how do you do that? Why, with a new world order. Pope Benedict, in his first Christmas address, and the guy actually was wearing a Santa Claus hat earlier this week, on Sunday urged humanity to unite against terrorism, poverty, environmental blight, and called for a, quote, new world order to connect economic imbalances. Correct economic imbalances. The Pope made his comments to tens of thousands of pilgrims gathered under umbrellas in a rainy St. Peter's Square for his Ubre et Obre, to the city and the world, message and blessing. And he said we must unite humanity under a new world order. That will fix all our problems. Yes, just like a bucket of cyanide, drinking a bucket of cyanide will cure you of a headache because you'll be dead. Just like legalizing all the illegal aliens will end the illegal alien problem. Yes, Bush, me agree, it will end the problem. It's like if we legalize murder tomorrow and call it Humpty Dumpty, we won't have murder anymore because we changed the name. It's like police slamming families down at gunpoint, taking their guns, saying, we're not using force. We're just lawlessly slamming you down with regular Army, National Guard, and police. The caller brought up a lot of good points. It just, you know, I don't go to church because every church I go to is basically New World Order. I mean, Tex Mars had church for a while. I've been to that a few times. That was pretty good. I mean, I like Tex, but he only has that, once a month. And I've been to Baptist churches, and you go in and they tell you that the New World Order is good and turn your guns in. I mean, they really have that locally here in Austin. They have UN Day at the Baptist churches. I've been with friends to get their Catholic churches, the same thing. I've been to Anglican churches. I've been to Methodist churches. It's tripe. It's hollow nothingness. And then all these denominations want to fight with each other and say they've got the answer. No, we've got the answer. Frankly, I found New World Order control over every group. And if you don't know about it, you really should find out. The Catholics are controlled. The Protestants are controlled. The Mormons have got globalists more and more in control. The Seventh-day Adventists. It's just everything I look at. It's just, and I mean, I don't care if that makes some of you mad. I just am not, that's why I don't have a show. I have a secular show. By secular, I mean, I just cover the news. And if it shows our leaders are devil worshippers, I'll cover it, because that's the news. Atheists say, why do you cover this? I don't believe in that. Even if you don't believe in God, the New World Order does. You know, I'm reporting on that. I happen to believe in God, and all the evidence I see out there only proves and verifies what's happening. But I'm not going to get into some, you know, debate about denominations. obviously, the older and the bigger something is, the more chances are it'll have entropy and be corrupt. And but there are good people in all these groups. I know good Baptists, I know good Mormons, I know good Catholics, I know good... But it doesn't matter. Every time I look at the leadership of these groups, it's just New World Order. And that's what the New World Order does, folks. They take over organizations. They found organizations. All right, now I'm ranting. Wyatt in Maryland, you're up next. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Wyatt.
Hey, hi, Alex. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and your family and all the listeners.
Thank you, my friend.
As far as the least reported story, or I would say that the truth is the least reported story on national news networks. We don't get anything. What we get from you is the real truth, and we don't get any of that. So that's the underreported story. The biggest story, I would say, is still 9/11. The fact that no one is covering it in the major news media, all the evidence that's been uncovered. The second is the military operation called Katrina, which it was a huge FEMA. It was Operation Garden Plot, what was going on.
It was a giant
there.
Rex 84 Garden Plot table splicer takeover drill.
Absolutely. I mean, when you have Donald Rumsfeld down there at the hurricane site, then you know it's a military operation. As far as the future goes, who knows exactly what the future holds, but I can only predict that it's going to get worse. As far as their efforts to step up the brainwashing of America for accepting tyranny and more invasion on your privacy. Now, I drive a sedan limousine, and I had two airline pilots in my car. And they have a newspaper in the back, and they're reading it. And one pilot mentioned he's been a pilot for 35 years. He says, "This newspaper is horrible. It's a liberal Sun paper, is what it is." He says, "Colin Powell, they're taking everything out of context." So Colin Powell said, "I said I'm not familiar with that story. I haven't read it yet." He says, "Oh, it was about the spying. It's Colin Powell's being spied on." And so I got into a little bit about it. And I said, what I believe Colin Powell's coming out with, and all these other people talking in high-ranking government, they're the good cops.
It's don't worry, I get spied on. No, he's saying it's good.
Yeah.
Don't worry,
yeah.
We all get spied
don't
on.
Worry,
it's
we all get...
it's freedom. No,
yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good cop. And so it just, what
and
it does
makes
is...
it political. It actually helps Bush with Republicans. Don't worry, it's only on Richardson, that evil Democrat.
So I kind of brought that out, and he said... I said, "Well, what do you think about this spying?" He said, "Oh, I think it's cool, whatever they got to do." And I'm thinking, my God, this is so pervasive in the mindset of American citizens, whatever we want to do. And I think what it is because they don't know the truth. They don't understand the truth.
No, I'll tell you what it is, and you're partial. I mean, you're totally right, but just another added dimension to that. They judge the world according to themselves. Probably
that's
a
true.
Veteran, good guy, goes and plays golf, got a nice life. His world's good. You know, he'll probably die of cancer from a vaccine he took, but he'll never figure that out. His kids will probably die from it, too, but that's so what. And so, he's probably got an autistic kid because he gave him all the shots, but whatever. But the point is that, he's sitting there, and so because he's not evil, he's very limited. His scope is very telescopic. It's tunnel vision. And so he just doesn't know history. He doesn't know facts. He doesn't know there are hundreds of official U.S. government documents where they admit they blew up school buses, bombed, carried out attacks, and planned other attacks, bombed ships with our own people on it, over and over again. I mean, and you could show him that, and then he might wake up.
Well, I think that the anti-war movement is growing because whenever you see the opposition, George Bush and crew,
whenever you see the Clintons pile on and say the war's good,
right, then you know that you're having an effect on the situation. It's unbelievable. Alex, I'll let you go. They got a lot of callers. God bless you and keep up the good work.
Well, let me just say this: you've been listening for about 9 years too. Sent me video of Hebron, Maryland, where you had Marines march up and say, "Turn your video cameras off," or just standing on the street corner.
That's correct.
With machine guns aimed at you or aimed in your direction. This is America. Why don't you, for people that the footage you shot is in Police State 2000, for people that doubt this, we knew about this in 98. Why don't you explain it to them?
Well, what happens is at nighttime when they're going to shoot some video, The police came with. Actually, that was Sheldon Isaacs, that video, that piece of video right
there.
No,
you were there with the cameras at
yeah.
one point.
Well, he was sheriff's department, the local sheriff's department, and the military came up upon him and told him, "What is he doing here? What business
see,
is he doing?"
See, they just can't wait to take our guns. But
right.
the point I'm getting at is for people that I've been accused of staging all that video. I've been accused of staging Coronado
troops. No. You'd have to be a billionaire. One other thing, during that day, I was driving around the town and I was by some grain elevators. And those kids in the video that are on bicycles,
they had them as spies.
They were spies. They came down and I met them on a small side road. And I stopped them, and I said, "Hey, kids, I said, listen, you know, these Marines are in here. This is your neighborhood. I said, what do you think? This is terrible. I said, they're trying to take guns away from people in mock operations and mock setups. I said, do you want them to take your guns so you can't go hunting and you can't do whatever it is that you want to do? And I said, why don't you tell them that the insurgents are down here by the grain mill? And see what they say. So when they left, I was driving around, and the Marines were following me. Because they went back and told the Marines what I said.
You know what? Stay there, Wyatt. I want to hear more about this, because I remember you telling me at the time. And folks, there's video of them in your town training to send 10-year-olds to turn in your parents' guns. And now you see it in New Orleans. I mean, this isn't a joke. It's all for you. Homeland Security's for you. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Out so long. Imagine, I've been all over the country, Texas, California, you name it. And imagine you're just up in, say, Belton, Texas, an hour north of Austin. Army walks over. Army soldiers that say Special Forces on their shoulders, and they say, turn your camera on. And they're busy there with local school kids splattering fake blood on them, telling them that homeschoolers are going to kill them. I mean, the literal Soviet-style re-education camp brainwashing going on. And, you know, teaching all the kids in Belton that Americans are evil terrorists. And here are the actual terrorists. I mean, here is what George Washington would have said. There is the enemy, right there. And here are these idiot military people. I mean, they would literally throw their kids into furnaces in order to do so. They would bow down to Anton LaVey if they were told to. I mean, these people just have no compass. No moorings. They're just totally dumbed down idiots. And yeah, that happened. I talked to the crew of the three guys that were up there in Hebron, and we have the video of it. Imagine troops walking over and you're on the side of the street and going, turn your camera off, boy. We don't like it. And the local police chief, and they're there training to take the town over in America. Wyatt, finish up your story. So the kids didn't listen to you. They ran back to the U.S. Marines and reported on you, and then you had those guys in plain clothes, we have video in the film, started following you.
What happened was, I told them, the Marines had taken them into their confidence, and I guess whatever they told them, I have no idea, but the kids went back and reported what I said, that the insurgents would be at the grain mill, at the elevators, and they said, believe it or not, Alex, they actually went there. The Marines actually put a squad out to go to the grain elevators, and you heard gunshots. In other words, they were using their the guns that they use with the stop in it. I don't know what it's called, which was kind of interesting. But when I was driving through the town, the Marines are pointing at me, like that's the guy. And then a couple of them, they didn't get in their car and follow me. I thought they were going to, but they started pointing at me and like I was the guy that said this or whatever it was. I'm the guy that they have to look at. But one follow up story: I went 2 days before when they had the public and press there to discuss the situation, what was going to happen in Hebron, Maryland. And the Marine captain was there and the lieutenants were there, and they're the ones that were conducting the PR. To the press and to me. Well, I was very boisterous, and I said, this is terrible, this is un-American. I said, you have military bases to practice on, and on, and on, and on. Well, there was a gunny sergeant up against the wall just standing there. So when I went down on a Saturday, I got out of my car and walked up to the little town hall that they were taking over, and the gunny sergeant comes out and says to me, hello, Mr. Rogers, how are you today? Very intimidating. Which is kind of interesting because I didn't talk to him, but they knew who I was.
No, he wants to be in America. He wants guns. He wants hell on earth. He wants the destruction of everything this country is. And that piece of filth thinks he's the good guy.
Right. Well, they had a video crew there, a military video crew, filming all this.
No, I know. I've seen
everything. Them. Yeah. All right, Alex. God bless you and keep up the good work.
No, God bless you, and good job to you, Wyatt. Just an amazing individual. See the footage he shot in Police Day 2000. By the way, and then you see the footage we shot in Oakland, California, and in South Texas, and all over. Witness it. Witness them with role players saying, I'm an American, please, no, not the camp. Just so you know how to behave yourselves when you're going to the camps. I hope you'll go to InfoWars.com to order off the secure online shopping cart. We're extending all the specials and the sales until the first of the year. And we also have deals where you get almost, 6 months free when you get a yearly subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv. That's going to the first of the year, too. We'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.